Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. University of Kentucky Research and Education Center in Princeton is hosting a number of Kentucky agriculture training schools, formerly known as field schools, this year. CATS coordinator Lori Rogers says the training sessions began earlier this month with an in-depth look at wheat and spring planting.
Some wheat management at Green Up, and then also pre-plant decisions for corn and soybeans. That's going to be our main topics for that one.
Rogers adds the next series of training schools will be back to the basics.
May 21st, we have one that is going to be kind of back to the basics. It's a field crop scouting clinic. We're going to learn some weed identification. We're going to do some growth staging, soil sampling, and that sort of thing. It's a good one for interns, but it's also kind of a good basic knowledge clinic as well. The next one after that, we'll have June 13th. We will be doing some mid-season corn and soybean considerations, and then we're also going to talk about preparing for wheat harvest and storage.
She adds a popular spray clinic returns in July.
July 18th, we are going to do another spray clinic. We did the spray clinic last year. This is going to be similar to that one. Talking about different spray techniques and all the aspects that go along with that. August 22nd, we'll be doing some disease identification and management, and then also talk about harvest and storage decisions for corn and soybean as well. And they're also going to talk about some cover crops. September 19th will be our last one that we've got scheduled for this year. It's going to cover late season management of corn and soybeans and successful wheat establishment.
We'll have more about CATS in a moment.
Farming in Kentucky has seen dramatic changes over the past century. New technologies, new practices, new ways of bringing products to market. In the midst of these changes, the future of Kentucky agriculture demands that tomorrow's farmers be educated in the field and in the classroom. As we commemorate our 100th year of service, Kentucky Farm Bureau proudly supports giving young farmers the tools, skills, and knowledge they need for success. Why Farm Bureau? Because education ensures a brighter future for all Kentuckians. This message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau.
Kentucky Agriculture Training School Coordinator Lori Rogers says the sessions offer more than just classroom lectures.
These are all hands-on. We are very interactive. We have a lot of discussion, you know, one-on-one discussions, but it's also they also bring out things that you can actually get involved with and see for yourself. It's rather than just, you know, out of a book or something, you know, seeing something on the screen. They actually get you involved. You actually walk in the fields for a lot of it, whatever's going on at that time of year.
She adds it's easy to sign up for any of the upcoming CATS sessions.
You can go to CATS, it's kats.ca.uky.edu, and we'll have each upcoming field school will be on that. It'll have the link to go to register, or you can call me directly here at the station, 365-7541, and my extension is 21317.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.